I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 663, Talking to Papa. A Christian counselor friend of mine is always talking about talking to Papa. She reminds us that Jesus introduces us to God, who is not a grumpy, angry, distant, abusing God, but one who is our Abba, our Daddy, our Papa. And when we don't grasp the love of God, then we're going to be lost in how to love others or even ourselves. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, because Jesus gave us those very specific commandments, to love God and to love others. We want Jesus to live a loving life through our very lives. So we've been doing 10 questions for the first 10 days of the new year, and this is day 9, so question 9. What one thing could you do to improve your prayer life this year? Say, oh boy, here we go. Well, come on, give me 5 minutes. Slow down, share a thought, hear a portion of scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to talk to God as your Papa. GotQuestions.com lays it out beautifully. Abba is always followed by the word Father in scripture, and the phrase is found in three passages. In Mark 14:36, Jesus addresses his Father as Abba, Abba Father, in the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then in Romans 8:15, Abba Father is mentioned in relation to the Spirit's work of adoption that makes us God's children and heirs with Christ. And finally, in Galatians 4:6, again in the context of adoption, the Spirit in our hearts cries out, Abba Father. Together, the terms Abba and Father doubly emphasize the fatherhood of God. In two different languages, we're assured of God's care for His children. I love that. When you know that you know that you know that the God who knows you loves you anyway, and He loves you completely, well, that's a God I want to talk to. How about you? With that critical understanding of God as our foundation, how will you improve your prayer life with your loving Father this year? Let the Holy Spirit lead you, but here are just a few ways to make it practical, just some suggestions. First of all, don't have a prayer time only, have a prayer life. Make it conversational. That's the idea behind pray without ceasing. Be in the habit of talking with God throughout your day, in sentences. Doesn't have to be long paragraphs. Say, God, you're so beautiful. Thank you for creating that. Lord, so-and-so is hurting. Please give her your peace. Father, I'm not sure what to say here or do here. Please help me. Another idea, pray with, not just for others. If someone asks for prayer, then say, let me pray for you right now, and then do it. Don't be nervous. It doesn't have to be fancy words, just a loving heart. The Spirit will do the rest. Or pray the Word. There are prayers in the Bible that you can pray back to God, like 1 Chronicles 4:10. It's called the Prayer of Jabez. There are many of the Psalms you can pray back to God. Of course, the Lord's Prayer. Paul's prayers in Ephesians 1:16-19, and 3:14-19. You know you're praying with authority when you pray the words of God back to God in your own time and culture. Here's just one more idea. Change your routine. If your prayers to Papa are becoming a bit stale, mix it up. Add in worship music, or a prayer book, or journal it out, or take a prayer walk. Switch it up. Here's the great question. What one thing could you do to improve your prayer life this year? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Lord, I bow my heart before you and give you honor and praise. O God, strengthen my prayer life. Help me to pray more. Nudge me to pray when I'm doing mindless tasks. Help me to truly know who I am in Christ, to understand that you always hear me and know your word so I can pray it, to write down my own needs and my needs for others. You truly know, Lord. Help me come to you in the strength and in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 664. And in the meantime, Julie Gillies for iBelieve.com wrote, prayer is not only a privilege and a blessing, but through prayer our hearts are strengthened and encouraged. Through prayer, the atmosphere of our homes and our hearts change. Through prayer, God brings our hearts into alignment with His. Through prayer, God works in surprising and incredible ways. So podcast family, have fun with this. Experiment it out in 2022. Don't feel overwhelmed or intimidated. Jesus has opened the way for us to be talking to Papa.